All right, we are back with Michael Coe, and we are going to talk a little bit about sports from this weekend because it was a very busy weekend in sports. First of all, good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm jealous because you got to go to live action with Carolina basketball, and I didn't. So there were actual sporting events that counted that we'll have to spend most of our time talking about, but I would like to hear just a little bit about what that event was like.
Yeah, it was fun. It was very much a celebratory atmosphere, as one would expect. That's usually the case with any of these events. It used to be Late Night with Roy, now it's live action. But this year more so, just because last year's men's team was so beloved, and the women's team also did great reaching the Sweet 16. So it was very much both celebrating the past and looking forward to the future, because both teams should be very good this coming season.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those strange seasons where there's so much expectation that it's going to be hard to live up to that expectation.
Right, like the opposite of last year.
Right. Last year was like the most magical type of sports season.
Oh, yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have plenty of time to talk basketball going forward, but we should talk about football first because, gadzooks, they're 5-1, and we just listened to your recap of the game, but I kind of have a follow-up question. It's completely legitimate to me that they're ranked 25th in the coaches poll. Would be reasonable for them to be ranked in any poll.
Sure.
But I still have the question, like, is this team good?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to tell right now. I can understand why they're not ranked in the AP poll, because none of their wins are really that impressive at the moment. You would think the App State one would be, but App State doesn't look like they're great this season. And that win was just so fluky, with giving up 61 points, 40 in the fourth quarter, that it's almost kind of a wash, right? And Carolina lost their like big national TV game against Notre Dame, their biggest chance to prove to the voters that we are one of the 25 best teams. And it wasn't really as close as the final score would suggest. So you can understand why they aren't ranked. I think if they beat Duke this weekend — Duke is the first team Carolina will have played that comes into the game with a winning record, by the way, this season, which sounds fake, but it's real. If they beat Duke, move to 6-1, and enter a bye week 3-0 in the ACC, they will be ranked. But it's another prove-it game for them. But that's what we said before Notre Dame, and look what happened.
I mean, Notre Dame's a lot better than Duke.
Oh, right? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
And 6-1 sounds awfully good, doesn't it?
It does, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is Carolina football we're talking
about. And it should be a good game this weekend, and then we can all take a collective deep breath in the second luxury bye week.
Right. Yeah. It's nice having two bye weeks. I think they should do it more often.
It is. It is nice. Yeah. You think they'll start having everybody play in week zero, and then week zero won't make sense anymore.
Right, yeah.
So what else did we have going on this weekend? The women's soccer team had a pretty big weekend.
Yeah. They got their 400th all-time home win in program history against NC State. This is going back to 1979. They played 450 games at home all time, and they've won 400 of them. They've lost 32 and tied 18, so pretty good. And in those games, they have a plus 1,482 goal differential. Of course, Anson Dorrance would say it should be plus 2,000 the way he coaches his teams. But pretty impressive for them. They're 4-2 in the ACC play, 11-3, still in the top five in the country. So they've got the goods to maybe go all the way this year.
Yeah, it seems like those three losses are a lot, but man, that's been a tough schedule that they've played so far. They haven't lost anybody who's not going to be like one of the top teams at the end of the season.
Yeah, all the teams they've lost to are ranked. They're competitive teams. Virginia and UCLA are obviously both in the top 10. I think they might be in the top five as well. Virginia Tech is a quality program, and that was on the road when Carolina was down a player because of two late yellow cards that equals a red card. So, you know, three losses that I'm sure Coach Dorrance hates and is still, you know, boiling over at, but it'll help them in the long run, I think.
Yeah, he seemed surprisingly chill about that UCLA loss when I was talking to him.
Yeah.
About it. I was surprised.
I mean, when you win 22 national championships, you got a lot to rest on.
Right, and you've got that many games under your belt, it's easy to have perspective.
Right, yeah. I'm sure there have been far worse that he's experienced.
Yes. So what else was happening this weekend that had your attention?
Yeah, well, just going back to historical records, Erin Mattson of the UNC field hockey team, she tied the ACC scoring record with her 306th point Sunday against UConn. Just another ranked win for UNC field hockey, ho-hum. Should mention that UConn's campus is where the NCAA Final Four will be this season, so hopefully UNC will be getting back to Storrs, Connecticut in no time at all. But yeah, Erin Mattson, she just continues to set marks, and she's unless she gets hurt, hopefully not, she will pass that ACC scoring mark in no time, probably in the next game. But yeah, UNC field hockey, 11-0, two more ranked wins. The first one was against Boston College, at Boston College on Friday. They have five shutouts in their last seven games. They are performing just in their own echelon right now.
Yes, and a couple of things on that. One, an impressive scheduling, like just to be playing so many ranked teams to be able to pull that scheduling off is impressive. The other thing, I don't expect, if you know the answer to this, I'll be surprised and maybe even question you. Do you know what the NCAA record for scoring in field hockey is? Like who that is? She is from that?
Yeah, I would assume she's close just because of the number of years she's played and just how productive she is. But I don't know what the all-time record is.
Because I would have to assume that whoever the ACC leader is going to be close to what the all-time
leader
is.
Yeah, you would think so, because not that many programs play field hockey, right?
Yes, we'll get on this. Yeah. We will find this information out. The other thing there as well is that the field hockey team is just, like you said, they're on another echelon. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing very rarefied air right now.
Yeah.
It's not often that you see any sport have this kind of dominance happening. Mm-hmm. So it's worth going out there and seeing them play if you have the opportunity to, for sure.
Yeah, they've just completed a stretch of six games and seven that are on the road. And I think three of their last four are now at home. So yeah, last chance in the regular season, at least, to see Aaron Mattson and the Tar Heels, and they are very good. I know it's easy to get numb to, another undefeated Carolina women's sports program after what the women's lacrosse team did this past spring, but they are quite good, quite impressive.
It's also fun that every goal Aaron Mattson scores now is a record-setting
goal. Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, anything else you're looking forward to this week, Michael?
I will say that that Duke game, Mac Brown wants all the Carolina fans around Durham, and there are a lot. Trust me, I live in Durham. He wants all the Carolina fans to come out to Wallace Wade Stadium, although he did say there are fewer than 1,000 tickets left for that game. Wallace Wade is a smaller stadium, smaller than Keenan, certainly. But Carolina usually travels well to that game, so Mac wants y'all to pack the stadium.
I'm surprised that there are still tickets available. I think we can do this. I think we can pack that stadium.
100%, yeah. One thing note for sure, it'll all be blue.
Yes, it'll be what hue of blue will be the question. All right, Michael, thank you for jumping on and talking sports with us on a busy sports weekend. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Andy.